Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. It's still alive. Not dead yet. That is the assertion of several key diplomats about the ceasefire in Syria following the attack on an aid convoy on Monday. The 20 member states and organizations of the International Syria Support Group met for about an hour Tuesday in New York and decided to convene again on Friday. According to the U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, the ceasefire is not dead. 18 of the trucks were hit in the attack today. The attack killed 20 civilians and the head of the local office of the Syrian Red Crescent, according to the humanitarian organization. With a further report, we have here Wayne Lee for VOA.
State Department spokesman John Kirby said the Syria Support Group agreed that, despite continued violence, there was still an imperative to pursue a nationwide cessation of hostilities. The U.S. and Russia reached a ceasefire agreement on Syria last week, but it has been tested in recent days. At least 20 civilians, including at least one Syrian aid worker, were killed in Monday's attack on an aid convoy near Aleppo. The Pentagon said the U.S.-led coalition was not involved, and a senior U.S. official said there were only two other possibilities, referring to Syria and Russia. Both Syria and Russia Tuesday denied any role in the attack. Wayne Lee, VOA News, Washington.
And the Secretary of State and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met on the sidelines of the UN General Assembly earlier today in order to save that ceasefire. For more on the ceasefire and the various stories on VOA, be sure to tune in to our website. Check out, click into our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.